The showdown that almost ended Wisconsin's shipping season a month early will serve as a wake-up call to clean up ballast water in ships. Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Director George Meyer says the point isn't who was first to blink, the state or the feds or the shipping industry. The point is that this got everyone's attention. In a way, Meyer says this is a victory for the Great Lakes. It forces the EPA to regulate ballast water and not exempt it from the 1977 Clean Water Act.
Finally, as more and more invasive species got into the Great Lakes, conservation groups, environmental groups, finally said that's enough. There is no basis for that exemption, and went to federal court and won several times. And EPA challenged every decision and appealed it as far as they could. They really were not looking at the purpose of the Clean Water Act.
EPA Regional Water Discharge Program Chief Peter Swenson says that's why they notified the Wisconsin DNR that shipping continuing after today's deadline would violate the Clean Water Act.
So we were just letting Wisconsin know that in the absence of a permit, there wouldn't be a vehicle for people to comply.
Wisconsin intends to have stricter ballast water regulations to fight the spread of invasive species caused in part by organisms carried from overseas in the holds of ships. But now they have until 2013 to work things out with the shipping industry, environmental groups, and the federal government. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.